Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are discussing Chapter 53. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're over here with our emoners. If you know what I mean.
Hashtag
emoners. Hashtag emoners. I am your host, Stephanie Georgie. Before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page. Let us know how you feel. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud. You know the deal. Otherwise, I will be hosting with the very fabulous...
Francesca.
And
Natalie Tavinian.
And
Franceli Chaman.
I believe all of you saw their twiddle hit.
Twiddle.
Their Twitter handles below. But otherwise, I'm at Stephanie Georgie.
I'm at XOXO Cheska.
And I'm at Natalie Tavinian. Natalie with a Y.
I'm at Selly Hangout.
Selly Hangout. So everyone, welcome Franceli Chaman to our panel.
Yay! I'm so excited to join the crew.
Yes, excellent. So tonight's going to be really exciting. We're going to have a lot of different opinions. And I'm actually really happy with the way that this episode went. You know, sometimes there's enough to discuss, other times there's not. Tonight I feel like we have good things that might go off on little tangents, but that's how the show goes, so... Let it be.
I was stressed out today. All that stress.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my sweet girl, because that's where we're going to start.
Oh, essential oils.
Yes.
Just keep them away from
your
eyes.
I'm going to go bathe in essential oils right now.
Yeah,
keep them
girl.
Away from your eyes.
And hold on to Benadryl, too, because...
You never know.
Exactly. So, Michael, because he was miserable at the desk, he decided that he needs to find a different career path, so he goes with... Law school.
Yep. Mm.
Being a lawyer.
Yep.
That sounds exciting, but everyone thinks they can be a lawyer if they feel like they can argue, so that's always like a weird situation.
I feel like it's a bit extreme.
It is a bit extreme. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know,
it's
everyone has
like
this moment in their life where like,
training.
I can be a lawyer.
Yeah. You think she just woke up one morning and said, I think I'll go to law school today.
And if you're not a good test taker, why do you want to be a lawyer?
Because exactly.
All you do is take exams.
My friend actually is a lawyer, and she just moved home, so she has to retake her bar in the state that she moved back to. But she was showing me the questions and like, it, you know, A, B, C, or D, and then I'll be say C is correct, but D is also correct if you argue this way. And she's like, see why these tests don't make any sense?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But I'm like, so what happens when you press, if you selected D? She's like, well, it's wrong because you're supposed to select C.
Yeah.
But D is correct.
I was stressed out with my best friend who had to take the bar. Like, I was emotionally going through it with her, and I think they captured it so well in this episode.
Oh, sure.
Like, the ups and downs of
ditto. And then
law
I couldn't
school.
See two of my friends, and I thought they were exaggerating because they disappeared. I'm like, you guys didn't come out for, like, two drinks. And they're like, no, we're hibernating.
Didn't know they really can't move away for a minute.
And now that friend is my attorney.
Hey!
Actually, but I'm gonna need you to say some. I need you to be like, say right now, object or something.
I object.
No, use your voice.
Use your lawyer voice.
Yes. No, she has
objection.
Use your journalist voice. I would totally let you be my lawyer just because of the way you sound.
Oh, because I got the news anchor voice.
Yes.
There you go,
Your Honor.
Does it come out sometimes?
Oh,
when I
love it.
I think
especially
it's
like if you're a matter of fact.
When I'm stating facts.
Yes.
Stating the facts.
Suddenly I turn into a news anchor.
Yes. But I like love it so much.
Like, there it is.
Okay, so Michael stresses us all out. He stresses Jane out, but I don't know. What?
The fan.
Oh, you guys. The girls are tripping out right now because they hear a. If you guys hear that, I'm sorry. If you don't, then. Don't mind the girls, but because they're stressing me out right now. That's a difficult thing, and you know, I don't want to knock him because he's trying something new, and then I feel bad because Jane's like, yes, I would love for you to have this job because it seems a little bit more safer, and you're not in the field anymore. But I don't know. This isn't really the
and
best time for
And everyone's adding
it.
To it. Like, when Bruce was talking right. about how, oh, yeah, this is why me and my wife mm-hmm. ended. It was right. because of law school. It and was we because of all the stress.
Jane is just in... She's crazy like that. Like, her spiral syndrome. Thinking. You know, so that was, like, the worst thing to say to Jane at that moment.
Yeah,
like, oh, that's it. Divorce is happening.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to be fine. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say that part too when Bruce was talking? I was listening to him and I was like, yeah, I feel you. He did really, that little part was great.
It was.
Because I was like, oh man, that sucks. Like, this is life. And then, oh my God, what are you talking about? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in addition to the job stress, there's the stress of her novel, the stress of Mateo not speaking more than Mama and Dada. Mm-hmm. I thought it was ridiculous that his first word was tent, but okay. and then there's Cata, there's Raf, there's Petra. This was just a stress-filled show.
Yes.
Yes.
Hence the yoga thing. Yeah.
How would you all feel about, like, your first word? What would you want your child's first word to be?
Mom.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Duh.
Yeah, I think you're biased. You want it to be mom, right?
Right?
I want it to be papas.
Papas?
Like not
papas
even,
fritas?
Like, yes, exactly.
Oh, I love French
fries. So, like, so that daddy will be played and I'll be like, he's not saying
He's
your
not
name.
Saying daddy. He's saying French fries.
Papas. Yes.
He's saying papas.
Because he loves my papas.
Because I love papas too.
I've never
so
thought
So I'll be like,
this.
Oh, you are my baby. Papas. And then
Such
I would
a
then
bat,
call.
Though.
I know, right? I'm like thinking about everything I like with potatoes right now. Okay.
I'm glad. Well, we already went through him saying mom and dad, and she was kind of freaked out about that. Yeah. So I'm glad it was something like random, like tent.
Which makes you know that he's paying attention mm-hmm. and that he's absorbing everything that's happening.
Right.
So it's
mm-hmm.
not like he has a speech impediment.
Right. Right.
And the tent was like the thing that brought them together, that calmed them down finally.
Right.
So it was fitting.
And apparently he just keeps it in the trunk for mm-hmm. whenever he needs
Why
it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, Michael.
But I thought it was... Well, so we have the live chat up. Just if anyone's in live chat, what's up, Billie Jean Girl 24
hey,
and Riley Rose?
What's up?
Yes, exactly. Riley Rose, thank you. That's the whole reason why I thought that was so weird. Because I'm like, they said tent maybe two times.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. he's like, oh, tent. Let me pronounce both T's.
Listen, kids pick up. Everything
oh,
so
yeah, but
fast.
Why did they
tell you what?
I'm surprised he didn't say stress
tits.
First. I thought he said tits.
I thought he said tits. I swear to God. I kept it kind of quiet. I didn't say nothing at the table.
Was it
but,
me?
Because I thought I was being a perv. I was like, ooh.
I was like, that's weird
that
they would make him say tits.
I did not
hear that. See, me and Steph were on the same team.
I was watching Mateo play in the background there by the tent. And was
did
it
you see
me
him pick his nose?
No, I missed that.
He like kind of like picked his nose.
Was he like extra cute in the episode.
He looks like a goop.
There's something
I just
want
to eat him.
He was like extra adorable.
I feel bad for him though because there is a point in I've always wondered how do you approach a bilingual child? I mean,
yes.
I grew up I believe my language was, my first language
twice.
Was English, but I always
confused.
Understood Spanish because I was spoken to in Spanish. Your second language is
Armenian.
Do you still speak Armenian?
I do.
So, like, what was your first language?
It was English and Armenian. It was like, kind of at
yeah,
the same
mine
time.
Was both.
Right.
Yeah, my mom didn't know English. So my mom didn't learn English till she was 40. So my mom would only speak to me in Spanish, and my dad would speak to me only in English.
Yes, ditto.
Oh so that, I learned both
and
at the same time.
Kind of throws you off.
I think so because
I think kids are so smart though. They know, like, they know this is the grandma I speak this language with, and that's
right.
the grandma I speak
yeah.
that language with.
They
it's really
are.
Amazing.
I do think that people do need to, like, put more focus on it though, because I think my issue here, even in Los Angeles, is that there are so many Latinos, not Latinos, other cultures that don't have either language mastered yet.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit frustrating to me
right.
because.
Wait, yeah. you're saying to focus on what?
To either focus on one or there needs to be some sort of a development on how you can perfect one language. I find myself. I'm 27 years old, and I know y'all probably are thinking, Stephanie, you say things wrong all the time. and I do, but it's just because you're used to just hearing the languages.
Yeah.
And so that's how you learn it.
I agree. I sometimes go back and forth and translate literally from Armenian to English or English to Armenian. It makes,
oh my
like,
God.
No sense
Forget
at all.
About it. And it's the worst when I ask my mom, like, how do you say this in Spanish? Oh, I don't remember. Mom, you're supposed to be my translator. Yeah. You don't remember either. Yeah,
I think it's good. So good for the brain, though. And it was that the whole scene with the pediatrician.
Oh, yes.
Who said, Mateo might be speaking late because
he's
bilingual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It might come late, but it's going to come all together.
Yeah.
He's gonna like, master two languages at once. So that's
no,
pretty
yeah.
cool.
I think it's awesome. I do that I didn't speak Spanish growing up, but I was spoken to in Spanish, but mm-hmm. I never spoke it. So, but it's so weird. Every now and then, just randomly, I'll just start speaking in Spanish.
I love it. I find myself speaking to you in Spanish all the time, and then I'm like, is she understanding me? Because I always want to. It just depends on, like, the comfort. I'm pretty sure I've said a couple of things to you in Spanish also.
Yeah, all the time.
I know.
You're honorary.
I'm an honorary Latina. I get it all the time.
And I'm always like, sorry, my parents are horrible. They didn't teach me.
I get the opposite reaction. People just stare at me when I start speaking Spanish. And really? They're like,
oh, right, because we're in California. They're like, why? Because you're Dominican.
They're like, oh my god, your Spanish is so cool. Where you learn? I'm like,
I am.
Drew, I'm like, well, black people, we are everywhere, including the Spanish islands.
We're everywhere. I feel you. That's always a like a troublesome thing too. When someone asks, they don't ask you where you're from. They're like, oh, how did you learn? And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, so I'm just an educated young girl to you.
Yeah,
I'll take it. I'm just gonna have to. But yeah, so there's the language thing, and there's the stress that continues with Mateo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple of things here that was really nice. Continuing with words, his mother is really good with words, Jane, and mm-hmm. she has the novel.
Right.
Yes. She finishes the novel. She tells Xiomara about it. And
good
Xiomara
transition
says,
there.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. She talks to Xiomara about it, and Xiomara says, you know, I loved the novel. However, Alba, or, you know, Abuela, I don't know if she's going to like it because... And it's a daughter. I think she was probably right in every sense of, like, the way, but there's been so much happening that it's awesome that mm-hmm. it didn't end up being that way. That means that Alba's having progress, which I think really helps with everything that's going on and her having a job. Mm-hmm. A lot of times our elderly foreign background needs mm-hmm. to be put out there more so they can kind of see things a little bit better. And then I got so emotional.
Oh my goodness,
that was
so
cute.
Tears in your eyes.
Well, because it was just, I could imagine, like, wanting the approval mm-hmm. of her.
Yes.
And we all know Alba as a character. She's our rock.
Yeah,
she holds our grandma's together.
I mean, we saw how upset she got when she told her that Kat had contacted her and that she showed up. She was so mad about her reaching out and looking. And so I definitely was not expecting Abuela to act like
that. She's the reason this show is what it is. Absolutely. She's the reason Jane remained a virgin in so long.
Yes.
Of tips from grandma. And to finally have that approval, that was huge.
Super huge.
And for me, I love the fact that this is happening and the importance of telling our stories. Mm-hmm. And then how, like, it's so crazy how literally today is the episode where she talks about the importance of telling our mm-hmm. stories. And today, Gina Rodriguez signed a deal with CBS.
I was saving
that for news and gossip. Go and tell our stories.
You know what? I said I was saving that for news and gossip.
Oh, well, continue.
I was happy about that. I'm just saying.
But that is crazy how that worked out. You're right.
Yeah.
And it was just, but it was wonderful to hear Alba say, you know, todo lo que pasó, everything that happened was worth it now. All of this nonsense because you wrote it beautifully. And I'm happy that she said that. Even the part where you said that I took the necklace, even though I didn't, she didn't take it to heart. She understood it for the sake of writing, but she saw mm-hmm. the beauty in writing, which I think means that when she was reading, she was captured in this own thing that was about her.
Right.
Yeah, and she was knows totally okay with her artistic license. Right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But that's life, isn't it? Like, mm-hmm. we go through so much in life, and life gets crazy mm-hmm. and then you reflect on it and think, wow, like, this happened not to me but for me,
right? Mm-hmm.
And happened for a purpose, and mm-hmm. it can be used for something, and I can be used for a greater purpose than myself. And so this family dynamic and everything they've gone through has been used for a purpose. Jane's now hopefully going to become a best-selling author. So
exactly. I'm so excited. Wait till Franceli starts dropping some knowledge on us. Something's going to come up. I was telling our mutual friend today, I was like, watch, she's going to start preaching on the show.
Oh, my God. You know, Latinos, we get to. I have a direct connection with Jesus.
So then that was so beautiful to see that happen. So nice to see. I love when Gina cries. I don't know why, but
she cries every episode.
She does. Oh my God,
but guess
she's
what?
So
she does it so good every episode.
It's just emotions taking me
I feel like you can pinpoint her different cries too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Like, each one is different.
Yeah. There should be like how we saw the face chart from the reactions of Winona Ryder the other night.
Oh,
there should
God.
Be a Jane crying face chart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we'll see what happens, even though Jane started to break down the novel due to the stress that she had with Michael, and she's just not ready to kind of let it
go
yet.
She needs to calm down. When you're an artist, nothing is ever going to be perfect.
Yeah, that's what makes her an artist. I was going to say, do you guys ever, I experience that all the time. I'll be in the middle of something and be like, just done. I put it down. I'm done. I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel as passionate as I did in the beginning, or what, what about this and this and this, and then you just...
Or you start seeing the negativity and it's just like, no, that's whack. Right? I already know how someone else is going to see it.
Mm. Right.
I wrote just on deadlines, so you kind of just have to be like, this
that's
is
true.
It. That's
true. I was going to say, you're probably good at perfecting quick and boom.
It's never perfect, though. You always look back and go, I could have done this, I could have done that, but this is it. This is what I have in the moment. So let's put it out there and see how people respond.
That's so much pressure.
It is. Yeah, I like that. Pressure.
I can't survive without deadlines. It's get this done
honestly,
in 2 hours.
I wish. Sometimes I wish that I was back in school where I had, like, so much more structure. Right. When you're an adult, you're an adult, it's freaking hard to adult.
You have to put deadlines on yourself.
Adulting is real.
It's super real.
And that's great how Jane did that, though, how, like, it was, like, 20 years later, and the old professor, give me a painting, Silla Nueva. You know, so it was like, because that's real, because we'll just procrastinate and it'll never get done.
Mm-hmm. Man, now I feel really guilty for all the things I've been putting, like dishes. I have a whole sink full of dishes.
Put deadlines. Deadlines on yourself.
Write some goals. Commit to those dishes.
It's funny you brought up dishes, because every time I wash dishes, I go, why? I could wash the dishes, but I can't do anything else.
That's because there won't be dishes in the sink,
but like it'll always be clean. I'm like, but I can't. Why can't I clean my room? Or why can't I do this other project? You know.
Whenever when I was in school, if I cleaned, that was because I was procrastinating on any schoolwork. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have any schoolwork.
So you gotta clean. So right now, what she's trying to say, so Jessica's chilling.
Okay, so then there's. That's the book. Hopefully she finishes it. We're going to push that out of the way.
And then we have... now we get a segue into emoners.
Hashtag emoner.
Hashtag Rena. I taught you that one. It's boner backwards.
It's funny. Last week I was dying when she said that.
Rena. I love that because more... you know, the times change and... the way we are as people change and how we are affectionate changes.
Right.
And emoner's so perfect for now because it would have never been perfect for later. Meaning, we're so... no, I mean, for later, for before. Excuse me. You see what I mean? Tripping on my words. No, it's so perfect now because we tend to rush into things. We have things so...
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
Physical.
And guess what? I'm assuming that for men, you know, sometimes it can be quite instant too. Boop! But it'd be popping up just like that, right?
It just pops.
It pops up. So
it's so much deeper.
It's so much deeper than the
physical when he's like, I have an emoner. I have an emotional boner. Yeah. I really like this woman.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's there.
I want to have I love her, by the way.
Emoners. So do I. I really do.
I really like her, and I'm kind of sad that I like her.
Like, because you want him to be with Xiomara.
Exactly.
Understood. Exactly. Well, we're going to bring up the dynamic of the three. So we see Darcy this entire, the first two episodes, has been like a very strong person. She knows what she wants. She knows what she's doing. She has her own business. She's that type of a woman. But I love it when you finally get to see a little bit of vulnerability. We all have it as women. Mm-hmm. Xiomara comes into play because Rogelio goes off on a rant, and of course they go to Zoe because she's been there for longer, which is crazy because we could have never said that before. You're the only person who can calm him down during a time like this. Can you please help him out? And every female's like, but I want to know him that way.
Everyone wants to be that person.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
What did you think of that? Were you happy secretly? You're like, good, Darcy,
I thought
of
it.
Or were you like, ooh, that sucks?
No, I didn't even think about it in that kind of, like, aspect. Right. I just thought of, they have become a unit over, you know, the last season coming together, even though they're broken up. And, you know, they've gone kind of back and forth this whole time. They have come together as a family and kind of as best friends.
Right.
So I think it's really always going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for Darcy, you know, immediately she reacted like every female
would have.
Yeah. Most females,
you're
at least.
You're not over your ex.
You're like, whoa, wait a minute. Am I always going to be competing with her?
But what's that about? Like, exes can't be friends, you know, without...
Nope.
without people always feeling threatened.
You're talking about this. You just say,
well,
no.
Hey, bring
no.
your baggage yep. to the
she?
Table.
No, say it. Serious about that.
Well, no, say
no,
because
yeah. I just feel like that happens so often where it's like you almost... You feel conflicted that you almost can't even tell your partner that you're friends with an ex without them automatically assuming, well, either he's trying to get back with you or you trying to get back with him, because if it's over, it's over.
The baggage mm-hmm. won't fit in the overhead compartment.
And I'm just like, But there are situations where, like, we were friends before, we tried to date, it didn't work out.
Right.
It was mutual. Like, Xiomara, that was a mutual agreement. It's not that... Mm-hmm. Man, we hate each other, or man, we have to be together. It's like, listen,
we have to accept this.
We have to accept that it's not going to work based on where we are in life. It just doesn't match up.
Right.
The things you want and the things I want don't go together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if that doesn't work out, I have to be your enemy? That doesn't make sense. I want us to be cool.
Right, right.
And I think it's fine that they're cool. And any woman that comes into his life needs to be able to go with the program.
Right.
Like,
but even Xiomara, in the last episode, she felt some type of way also. She reacted a certain way.
But I think it's all ego.
It is all ego. However, I still want to hear your reason as to why you feel like initially no. Because I have a friend, our mutual friend, who says, no, you can't be friends with ex.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Listen.
She'll say, but like, I have plenty of girlfriends and they're fine saying that. They don't, I think there's a lot of girls like you and I who are like, man, peace
we're
and love.
We're
like,
minded.
We want to be that way. But then I admire women who are like, no.
Yeah, we're shutting
you're
it
not,
down.
We're shutting it down. You don't need a bunch of girlfriends because you got me, baby. And you can have just your guy friends. So, like, how do you feel about it?
I think I love so passionately that I feel like once that's been there, once your heart's been so invested in someone, you cannot go back. You need to cut that person out. But this is a very different situation than dating somebody and having a boyfriend or a girlfriend. They have a daughter together. They're already a family.
Yeah.
So I love the dynamic here.
Mm-hmm.
I actually felt bad for Darcy when I saw that moment.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I'm very like, nope, exes should not be friends. They should have a distance, though. They should keep their distance.
You're right.
They should not be dating out in the open. They shouldn't be flaunting their new loves and their new relationships or kissing in front of each other. All that said, I did feel bad for Darcy.
I
could feel for her.
I agree. Because at a certain point when Darcy was like, you know, I know the rules, I was thinking she was going to end it just to be like, it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
The same way that you said, different points in different lives. Like, I would never ask him, it's the father of your child. Like,
right.
You know, especially because it was so fresh. So I feel you. I also feel bad for Darcy because I knew she was right. And it was like, oh, she has to say goodbye to this. Like, it works, but he doesn't even know it because Jaime, Reynaldo gets so excited in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know him, you would know to be a little bit wary of where his heart's going to be, even if
Darcy
it's with you.
Darcy has to be cautious, though.
She does.
She really does.
And
I would have reacted just like her. I'm very impulsive, and I would have been like, peace out, I'm out, I can't deal with this.
And
she
reacted exactly how I would. If I felt ever threatened, I would be the same way she was at dinner with him. Like,
Francesca was
picking
calling
and
she's like, oh, she's mad.
Immediate. And it's not even, it's an insecurity, though. That's honestly, you're being insecure about it, which is understandable, especially if you're just, like, trying to figure each other out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so early on.
But that is something she has to factor in, and she's willing to
I loved
take
his
it
advice
on.
At the dinner table where he was like, not all at once.
Beautiful.
Like, first date.
Okay,
slow down.
I'm going to piggyback off of that.
So good.
I want to go into Darcy's rules because they're dope. Every time she drops
Darcy's
a rule.
Darcy's dope.
Rule.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can
every
we have
time,
this book?
Every time she drops these rules, it cracks me up because they're almost meant to sound ridiculous, but they're the realest rules you could ever hear.
Yeah.
When
she
don't
said,
order food that you can't eat on a date.
That's when I wrote. I was like, don't eat something you look ugly eating.
Dude, I always think about that when I'm eating with even just guy friends. I'm like, dude, am I looking all crazy?
I just eat. For anyone who thinks that that's not true, it's true. Because once someone told me, they're like, Stephanie, you know, when you eat, he's like, you really look like you enjoy it. Like, you're enjoying yourself. But I feel like if you were my girlfriend, I would be embarrassed.
Listen,
I swear to God, he said that to me.
Listen, I'm the worst.
Swear.
Since college, people are like, Sally, your food's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Did I eat like I'm in jail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like no one's fed me before.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Exactly.
I go in. It's serious. It's a serious situation.
It is a serious situation. I'm the complete opposite. I'm terrified to get, like, down and dirty and, like,
but
eat with my hands.
But if I really, really like a guy, on the very first date, I'm like...
I'm all ribs? Yes, I'm using...
I have a water with lemon, thanks. Two lemons, because that's my entree.
Very quaint, okay, honey.
You're cutting chicken.
Oh, my God. My napkins on my lap. Yeah. I'm going really slow. It takes me forever to eat my food. Yeah. And the guy's like, oh, my God, like, you take forever. I'm like, I know.
Wait, but wait till you let those like little pieces out.
Well, okay, so now to go back to what you were saying, how he said,
you know what? Not all at once.
Not all at once, because she's right. So now there's been like this whole, we had the Women's March recently, and there's been discussions, like some women are thinking that the new wave of feminists are ridiculous and they're exaggerated. And then other people are like, shut up, you don't know, who cares? There's this whole big fight.
We're not getting into the yada yada yada.
So I heard one person say, it was a girl who I thought was very stupid when she was talking about this, but one thing I liked was she said, all women are trying to act like men, but be treated like women. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And I liked that part because she says, look, I'm just trying to tell you, like, if you want to be with me, then you better like me for all of me. And we've gone obsessed into this mentality because we've been through so much, and now everyone's so free and so open. And it's almost, femininity is not even seen as something so nice anymore because it's used against us too much, which is too bad, because that is what is the beauty of a woman, because a man can't offer that to you.
Right.
I mean, not all men. Some men, damn, they got it down, but but I'm just saying. So I thought it was funny because you could see the traditional mentality of Rogelio where he doesn't mind it. Mm-hmm. You know, it, show me these good sides, and then little by little,
you sneak it in.
Yeah,
and he said it's so sincere, and we were like, oh my God, I love you.
That's real. Sweet. He's like a little kid, but grown up.
It is, and I think it's very true, because it makes me think about the movie Hitch when Will Smith says that. Me too. It's so brilliant because he says everyone has a chance. You just have to be in the proper opportunity to so that that person can see you where they could see you.
Yes,
if that makes sense.
Yes.
I gotta rewatch this movie. Are you talking about the beginning of the movie where he says any man has the opportunity to sweep any woman off her
feet?
Yes.
Yes.
He's just gotta have the right broom.
He's got perfect. The right broom. The right broom. Yeah. Like, let her see you where she wants to see you, or what interests her. Mm-hmm. And that's why I used to always tell people, like, it's not, you know, some people are fake, but some people also just know how to show the side of them that other person will understand.
Right.
You're not going to understand every side of me. So I thought that was really great. And I feel that's why I like Darcy's rules, because as much as matchmaking things, I would never do it, but that's why they kind of work. Mm-hmm. Because some people are really basic and they need these like simple rules, but they work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, Darcy, you're dope. We love you as the supporting actress in the show. Okay. Then continuing. Now we're not going to go to the so very nice, to the very BITCH. See you next Tuesday, girls. And I meant it. Gata.
She, her, and Petra kind of like changed vibes this episode,
they did.
Though.
Yeah.
They flipped on us again.
We'll never know with Petra. She's the one that we want, but we can't have, kind of a thing.
It's always like bloop, bloop, bloop,
I love you so much, but then I hate you, but then it's like, oh, I like you better than
Gata.
Yeah,
remember when we started really liking her, and now we're just confused?
Yeah,
we don't know what's happening with her.
But she's back to the original Petra.
Yeah, but I loved her in the elevator, because I was like, oh, good. If anyone's going to take Gata down, it's going to be Petra.
Yeah.
But then, like, Gata smiled all cute, and then she's like, Petra's like, I'm discombobulated right away. Like, oh, God. So
kind of did take her down.
Who, Petra?
Yeah, she's leaving.
Well, she's leaving because Rob put her down.
Well, you know, because Gata tried to, still leaving? Was manipulating on top of manipulating. But you see how people and women are? Yikes.
Is she leaving?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yikes, you see how men are? The one last hurrah?
Man, listen. Men fall
I'm leaving
for
tomorrow.
The...
You want to go out? Yes, of course I do. You're leaving
men
tomorrow.
Men fall for the okey-doke every time. No, I just got a point. It's a very important point. I just don't understand. Like, I just want them to think with this head, please.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Above the waist.
Yes, please.
Nope. Doesn't exist.
But I will say, when Roth was thinking with this head, and he said...
it's funny, because the brain's actually down there also, friends. It's that little.
When he said, someone who I like very much, but isn't exactly trustworthy. Like, it's like, he took responsibility for saying, okay, I have these emotions, and mm-hmm. I have these feelings, but I need to learn how to separate my feelings and figure out what's best for me right now. Mm. And I think that, man, that's where we all gotta get to get a hold of.
Me too. But that happens with friendships too, where you know yeah. you like someone. Like, I know you're a dope person. Damn, but you're a compulsive liar, and I can't really F right. with you like that, because right. you're gonna screw me over. You
or
know?
Your energy or your vibe or where you are in life
and
is starting
just
to
too
put
bad.
A damper
like,
on mine.
Nothing against you, but
right.
Because that is too bad, because they do have a little bit of something.
Yeah.
However, Raph is ours, so back up. Yeah. I mean, not...
He's smart.
He's James.
Riley Rose says, I was mad at Petra then by the end when she was talking about her babies and made me feel sorry for her.
It's true.
And, you know...
that was a nice moment.
She always does we were liking Petra when she was kind of slowly becoming... motherly.
Yeah. Right.
And so we realize this whole time she's acting crazy, it's because of her motherly instinct.
Right.
And she was just about to bond with her babies and Aneska did what
stole
she did
that.
And stole that from her, and so she's just really trying to get that back.
Mm-hmm.
But she's freaking out because she doesn't even know who she is anymore.
Right.
So,
and she's still pissed off that
nobody
noticed that was her the entire time.
But it makes me so mad when something like that happens, because why wouldn't you reflect upon yourself at that
exactly.
moment? Why wouldn't
take
you
responsibility.
Think, like, while you're sitting there...
Damn, just beat her while she's down, guys.
No, but it's real, because
you're sitting there for that many months.
People spend so much time being the victim.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Why did this happen to me? Back to what I was saying before. It's happening for you, not to you, and it gives you an opportunity. Every interaction is a mirror. Mm-hmm. People are our mirrors.
Yes.
So, like, okay, what's rising up on the inside of me?
That is deep.
That's good.
Like, that is deep.
I thought about you.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, ooh, good one.
You know, thank you very much. And that's
Can we rewind? Go back.
That's so real, because it's like, if something you've said or done to mm-hmm. me roll something up for me, then it's a trigger.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out, yep. like, why are those
Absolutely.
Buttons being yep. pushed on the inside of me? And I got to do some self-evaluation. Mm-hmm. Petra need to take some responsibility.
She really does.
That's how I feel.
That's
Welcome
good.
Welcome to the team, girl.
Yeah.
Ow.
I'm bringing some flavor in your ear. Straight New York.
Love it.
Straight New York.
Straight New York in the house.
Oh, my gosh. I wish you guys all heard her New York accent before.
The artificial one or the natural one?
She said it was the Italian one. I don't know. No, but that's true. That's why I got a little bit upset, because while you're sitting there, and if no one's noticing, it's not because these people are all horrible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because you were absent in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's and because you're gone, you're still that's what you saw. The little bit that Aneska was giving was the little bit that Petra was giving, and
right.
that's the reason why they didn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really crazy. But we finally got Kata out. We'll hope. Kata was up in everyone's business.
Bata.
Yeah,
she gotta go.
She sure does. So we'll see. And then we don't really know what's going on with Raph, because at the end we see that Scott is with Aneska and
they got married.
Oh
y'all.
My god!
Oh, and
crazy.
The shredded addendum. To Whew. The,
yeah,
to the
I didn't see that coming.
And we
Back
found out that
together.
Petra did get rid of it, so she was just trying to look out for
right.
herself and for her babies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I knew. Well, we saw Scott creeping around the corner when she was walking out with the will. So I knew he was going to have it, but how did they get married so fast? They're not in Vegas.
What? You can just go to any court.
Right? Make it. Do
True.
What it do.
But I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do, because right now, even Petra thinks Aneska's gone, but Aneska's now Scott Vest. What's his last name?
Scott
I just
Vest.
Call him Vest.
Yeah,
Vest.
That's
Vest.
What it is.
Vest.
Aneska Vest.
Yeah. Oh, he said
no,
Angeletti.
He said
Angeletti or something
like
that.
He said his last name.
With a little bit of an accent, too. I was like, where are you from, Scott?
Right? What's your real backstory?
But then, how did you learn?
What happened? But one thing that I did not like about this episode
¿Qué fue?
Is the disrespect.
The kid.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How you don't say goodbye to...
Oh, yeah, I told you that. I don't know why
from
it bothered
Catalina.
Me. Yeah, when Catalina didn't say bye to Alba and Xiomara.
Well, I mean, she just did this instead of the hug and the kiss.
I don't care what kind of beef is going on. You pull something like that in my family,
yeah.
somebody's throwing a chancleta at you.
Yeah.
Like, it don't... you just don't do that.
But it was just funnier too that Alba didn't say anything even after she left. Like, they're from Venezuela. That's something very like, oh, so she wants to leave and not say goodbye. Okay,
I think they still don't trust her. So,
yeah, they don't. They like, I know, but still,
okay. It's not principle. Where I'm from. Yeah. Like, it is. You can hate each other and you still, si un tía, si un mami, like you.
Bendición. Say the whole word.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Like, you
don't, sorry, no. Dominicans love to be cutting everything out.
Sorry, si un tía. You know, that's what and then they say, Dios te bendiga. You know, like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doodling over there.
I'm just saying.
Okay, good. Wonderful discussion, ladies.
Yeah.
I really feel like we were able to. Mrs. Vest. Let's get a round of applause to Riley Rose. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Riley Rose.
To the end.
Yeah.
We
appreciate you, girl, but make sure to share and talk about us on Twitter, Facebook, and all of your social media.
Oh, namaste away. That was the other hashtag from this show.
Namaste away.
Namaste away, cat. So annoying.
Oof. Yes. Absolutely.
If I was in a yoga class.
Oh my God.
That happened.
And then Jane gets kicked out.
Yeah.
What's up with
they
that?
They don't kick people out of yoga classes.
They don't. But I also would have been so mad at Gata and I've been like, you don't see yourself right now, what you're doing? I'm doing. Yeah. I'm downward dog right now. You're trying to talk to me.
I'm downward dog.
Yeah. Trying to find my zen.
I'm like, I can't even do a vinyasa because you're up in my grill. Can I say hello to the sun?
Wait.
That sounded all wrong. About that took me to a whole other
place. Oh, really? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of actual yoga pose, like vinyasa.
You see where my mind
is. I'm with you.
Yeah, thank you.
No, really fast.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We completely forgot to talk. It was Tiago's last
scene.
The series is
it's
done.
Over.
Yeah.
So, what's
next?
What Rogelio gonna do next?
¿Cómo te sientes? How do you feel about it? I feel good. I feel great. Good. Please stop with your novelas. Work on having a baby.
It's a telenovela.
And we found our zen.
I think that's good. We're going to see. Dang, this bee.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, you know who it is? It's me.
It's
not
me. From last week. Oh, hell no.
He's letting us know we can't be meddling anymore.
No
Francesca.
More meddling in the conversation. Stop talking.
Did you watch last week's episode?
Okay,
yeah. Sorry. So
he had a sock puppet.
We look like that does right now.
He had a sock puppet and it was a bee.
And it's buzzing.
And it sounded like this the entire time.
I'm so left out right now.
She's like, oh, wait. What's happening? Okay.
I was snowed in last week, everyone.
Yeah, but that looked so dope. It really looked awesome. Okay, so that was pretty much what happened in chapter 53. Jane and Michael leave off happy, as they always do, because they're the perfect couple.
Oh, God.
They are the perfect couple.
No, look at my eyes real quick.
Tell them why you mad. Tell them why you mad.
I know. Sorry, everyone. Francelli is Team Raph. I know.
Boom.
And then Francesca's like, we are not talking about this during the show. And then Natalie was like, what? Another one?
Yeah.
So, well, we won't talk about it. We'll just talk about the show. But we just need
to
know.
Need me here because I love Michael.
Yeah, I love Michael.
Well, we love Michael too.
I never said I didn't like him.
But they just look like they're like they're homies.
But that's what
they're already an old married couple before they even got married.
Yeah. I want to find
they're
that.
They're just so perfect together. They don't care if they lost everything and lived
does
in
that
a little
exist,
hut
for real?
Because love conquers all and money is the root of all evil.
No, the only thing I know is el amor no existe. Sorry, Plan B, you have to watch it. Oh, that sounds bad too, but that's a band.
That's a group.
It's a group.
It's a group.
Yikes.
It's not what you get
all
the
right,
morning
news and gossip.
I can't.
That's tight that I can do that and it goes. Okay, so bring
so
it
Gina,
back to us. Continue. Elaborate.
Bring it back. So Gina has her production group, which is called I Can and I Will.
Oh, right.
And so she
part
signed a deal,
speech.
Yeah, with CBS. So they're going to be putting, you know, shows together that have, you know, more diverse casts.
Love it.
And, you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
Just
woo!
Putting
que salen los Latinos and the Armenians! That's what we need.
Yes.
We have so many beautiful, and talented Armenians up in Los Angeles.
Right.
They're probably on the show. What is Justin Baldoni? I forgot. He told us the last time he came in. He's like Italian and something. Italian Armenian, I think.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Where did... Oh, that's...
They're probably on what show? What show are we putting them on? I know, right? What show are you putting
no, I don't know. I was just saying it.
What's the deal with CBS?
So they're like that. They're gonna produce programs. Like her production company is exclusively with CBS, and they're gonna. So CBS has.
And that's incredible because, you know, this is someone who came from a showcase, won the showcase, kept going, didn't stop. Right. And now, and for, you know, like minorities out there, for it's incredible, like, to keep going. And a woman!
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she also wants to write a book, and she's working on a book, actually, much like Jane.
Yes.
And it's also titled, the same as her production, I Can and I Will, Tools My Daddy Gave Me.
I love her relationship with her father. It's just epic. Amazing. Goals.
Okay, well, then, predictions, please. What do we feel like is going to happen? There's not much that they showed us for the preview for next week, but we can predict off of just what was in this episode.
Okay.
What do you think? Do we have any predictions, ladies?
I see more camping.
Tent. Stars. Tent. I hope the next one's stars.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rogelio's really going to go through with this baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think so either.
I wonder what's going to happen with Darcy. I just don't want her to be hurt because she got emotionally excited.
Emotionally.
Yeah, and
good way to place that.
It's just like, oh, too bad. You know, no one deserves that. But here's the thing, though. This is the worst part. That people can't let, that's what stops people from trying things now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, they put walls up. It's like, no, I don't even want to deal with it. But then you don't ever deal with anything.
So. Right. Just do it. Right.
You know,
you'll
that's why.
And then you'll get over it.
What's exactly, the worst but I think that's why happen. Men.
It's better to. Wait, what is
it's
it?
It's better to love
a loss than to never have loved at all.
See, there you go.
And I think the issue also falls for, like, men nowadays, like how a lot of women, we wish that we were courted or that we were approached first.
Right.
You know, but rejection has become a thing also.
Right.
Why that's like, you know what, I'm not going to go until I really know she's into me. But why
can we just do the old-fashioned way and go to the dance?
Yeah.
At the town hall?
Yeah.
You know, in our little...
Let's do it!
Yeah.
Do the twist!
And the mashed potato!
What are they called? They're called something. The little dances that, like, back in the day, like,
the church... The sock hops?
No, like...
The Charleston?
No, that's dance moves. I'm talking about, the dances that...
Like the disco?
Like, groups, like, church would hold for, you know, the local...
The Sadie dance.
The Sadie Hawkins?
No,
Sadie,
no, like, I don't think of it after we leave. But yeah, like that kind of
after
stuff.
After we leave. Okay. Well, but we didn't say any predictions. That was it? I guess our predictions were Helio. Darcy and Rogelio, we're not going to be together. That's where we're at.
Jean, girl, stay with us to the end as well. And she says that Petra should have burned the will instead of shredding it. Honestly, who shreds... Seriously, if I ever shred stuff, I take like a quarter and put it in the trash that week. And then the next week, I put the rest of the quarter. And then I might take a third of it to when I go out to eat somewhere, I drop it in their trash. I'm not... You don't put all the whole
That's
thing...
That's what you do?
No. Yes, I swear to God.
Yeah, because people go through garbage.
Yes.
It's real.
With no shredders. No shredders. Oh, that's not perfectly, though.
It's like identity theft.
La cara de ella right now is so good. She's like, no. It's okay for just again, right? She's
that's how you get rid of it. The shredders literally shred them exactly
in perfect
like
order.
Well, like, some of them get a little crazier. That's when you, like, you get all jacked
up. Scissors.
Soak it in the tub.
I'm different.
No, I'm just kidding.
I just laid in the trash for fun. It's in the trash.
Stephanie, social security.
I was at the nail salon and I had to say it out loud. I was like... Everyone's watching me. I was like, I hope no one knows that I'm yelling my social security right now.
They were like this.
Yeah, I know.
Just writing up your receipt, darling.
Just writing up your receipt. Okay. All right, well, I guess that's going to... Oh, that... And my last little prediction is that you agree with me. We both still see... Sorry. A little something-something between Petra and Raf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think...
Yeah,
think.
Which it wouldn't be bad because then it makes us start with what the show started with. But
and
at the same time...
And they have two kids. I know he only has one with Jane and I want him to be with Jane. But he has two kids with
Petra. And Mateo's first word associates with Michael.
Right.
Yeah. Or third word associates with Michael. Okay, well, whatever. I guess we'll see next week. Otherwise, ladies, starting with Franceli, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, my goodness,
thank
everybody.
You for
this was an awesome first show. Thanks for having me on Jane the Virgin. And you can buzz me at Selly Hangout.
And you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, XOXO. I was going to spell it out and say it at the same time. C-E-S-C-A. There we go.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, and here next week for the Jane the Virgin After Show. Thank you so very much. We love you guys. Deuces.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.